Everybody else, join in, angels from the realms of glory. Well, good morning, everybody. It's a wonderful Second Advent church service, worship service. And of course, the Second Advent is always the Advent of peace. So peace be with everyone. We live in a tumultuous, yeah, that's how it's pronounced, right? I think close. A tumultuous world where we pray for peace quite a lot. All right, we will start with announcements, and I know we have guests with us today, so maybe Tina, you could introduce. Welcome to a very special service. The service this morning was with our praise and worship choir, who will be presenting us with the message in song and word. So that's all a great service this morning. As well, if you look for next Sunday, there will be a German choir Christmas service next Sunday at 9:15. And the following week, on the Tuesday, the 13th, there will be a seniors' Christmas gathering at 5:30. Look in your bulletin for all of these upcoming events. And just somewhat of an announcement that it has to be changed. On Wednesday, the Chorus Niagara Children's Chorus is actually having their program. That's not a dress rehearsal, that's the program, and it's at 6:30. The flowers here at the front of the church are in memory of Tina Dick, whose funeral was this past Thursday, if we can keep that in mind. And that's about all of the announcements. Oh, wait a minute. There was one other thing. After the benediction, after today's service, please stay. There will be a brief announcement. I think Kevin or Paul will be doing that. And if you wanted to see here in front of us at the audio, at the display, the centerpiece of our Advent display, in addition to the manger scene and the Advent candles, is a little forest of trees that is being added to each week. We started last week with the theme of restoration, and we continue. The Advent theme will be revealed in the progressive growth of a forest being restored. So keep your eyes on the table and the communion table in front here. Now, as a call to worship, we will have a responsive reading. I will be the leader. You will respond as the people. A branch shall come forth from the stump of Jesse. Its root shall bear fruit.
Ready to be fruit bearers of your flowers, bringing more fruit in the flowering.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Prepare the way for new life that emerges in and through you, life that ripples out to your people, into all nations. In you there is glorious rest. Now we will have the candle lighting liturgy. Next slide. Yeah. Okay. John the Baptist proclaimed, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Respond. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make God's path straight. As today being Peace Sunday, there's a lot that we can be prepared for, which reminds me, I forgot one thing in the announcements, and I was going to mention this because we do have quite a ways to go with our financial obligations. We're not getting close to meeting our burden, and in the bulletin it says that we had a generous donation last week of $990. Well, that's incorrect. It was much more better. It was better than that. There should be a 4 in front of the 990, so it's 4,990. And we still need lots more. So we do have to prepare. It is Christmas. It is the Christmas season. Lots of stresses on our financial giving, but hopefully through the season we will get our goal met. So, let us bow for prayer. Dear Lord, today we celebrate the Advent for peace. We live in a world where there is much turmoil, and we know that you see all things. We have started our Advent theme of restoration, and we pray for your healing hand to be with us, and we ask that you restore our world. Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Lead the world from hate to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our heart, our world, our universe. Let the songs and words lift up today as we listen and prepare for the coming of Jesus' birth. We pray this in your name. Amen. Now, Taya, I believe, will have the children's story. Oh, we're going to have a song first, then we're going to have the children's story. That's a better way. Okay.
We are, oh. All right, now is the time for our children's story. We'll invite all the kids to come forward. On this side, actually, we're switching it up during Advent. We have a beautiful Christmas tree to sit beside. So we're going to come all together and have a seat. Good morning. How are you all doing since I saw you downstairs about 10 minutes ago? Good? Good. Well, we were reminded that this is the second week of Advent. Can you remember what Advent is? It's kind of a funny word. Advent. What are we doing during Advent, Callan? We are waiting. What are we waiting for? Something special. What are we waiting for, Evelyn? Jesus' birth, right? We are about to celebrate Jesus' birth. Now, we heard from a very important prophet last week during our children's time and our scripture reading. Can you remember who that was? His name starts with the letter I. It was Isaiah. Were you going to say Isaiah, Stephanie? You were. That's right. We put an ornament on the tree that I'm not seeing right now. Can you see it, Emily? What is the ornament of? Can you remind me? I haven't seen it yet. What is happening in that picture, Callan? His turning his swords into plowshares. That's right. Giving hope for a future when people move away from violence to peace. And speaking of peace, we've heard that word today. That's right. That's the next banner that we're going to talk about today is peace. That's right. We're going to hear from Isaiah again. And this morning, Isaiah's vision is for the future. Once again, this time it's all about things that seem absolutely impossible. So before we hear what Isaiah has to say, I thought we need to make sure that we know the difference between what's possible and what's impossible. So my question for you is, do you think that it is possible or impossible that after we all leave church today, we're going to go and eat lunch? Do you think it's possible that we're all going to go and eat lunch? It's very certain, that's right, that we are going to go and eat lunch. Now, do you think it's possible or impossible or certain that when Mr. John and I go home, that we're going to go home to a beautiful lunch that our puppy Honey made with her chef's hat on and her lovely apron? Do you think that's possible or impossible? That would be pretty impossible, but that would be kind of cool though, wouldn't it? I would appreciate that, but pretty impossible. So let's see what Isaiah has to say. And when you hear something that you think sounds impossible, I want you to give me a thumbs up. Okay? If it's impossible, if you think it's impossible. Okay? Are you ready? If you think it's, sure, you could do that. The wolf will live with the lamb. Possible or impossible? That sounds impossible. The leopard will lie down with the goat. Impossible. The calf and the lion and the yearling, which is like a baby animal, together, and a little child will lead them. Does that sound possible or impossible? That sounds kind of impossible, doesn't it? The cow will feed with the bear, and their babies will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. This sounds very impossible. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into a viper's nest, like a snake's nest. Ooh! They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Can you imagine all those animals living in harmony and peace with all those little children? That seems a little impossible to me, but I think it would be really great if it was true, right? And Isaiah shared this story so people could identify with something that they know, that they are familiar with. So how do you think these people would have felt when they heard all of these animals and little children living at peace together? How do you feel when you hear that? What does that make you think of? It does kind of sound like the Garden of Eden. It kind of sounds like perfect peace, right? Does that sound possible today? does? Maybe, in a way. But I've never seen it myself. But Isaiah was talking to people who were living very difficult lives. There was lots of fear. They were living in a very violent time. And sometimes we get really scared or really angry, right? But we are reminded that with God, peace is always, always possible. And there's part of there's peace in part of our watching and our waiting for celebrating Jesus' birth, because we know that even when we feel scared or sad or lonely, that Jesus is with us and that we can trust in his promise of peace. And so we're going to put another ornament on the tree today. I'm going to show it to you. What do you see on the ornament? Do you see a cheetah?
No.
That is a big animal. What do you want to take another look, Marcus? What do you think that is? Does it look like a wolf? Yes. Oh, it has some texture to its fur. That's right. That is a wolf and a what, Stephanie? And a lamb. That's right. Mason, would you like to put it on the tree? Okay. Can you put that on the tree? And when we look at that ornament, we can be reminded that with God, we can have this peace that we think is impossible, but is only possible with God. So we are going to pray together as we close our time with our children's story. Remember, we're going to do something with our body that feels comfortable, because we're going to be talking to God. So we're going to be comfortable but respectful. Okay, so let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for sending us your son Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Thank you for caring for us and for promising to give us your peace. And as we go from here, please help us to live in peace with our friends and our family and share your love with the world. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you, my friends. You can go and have a seat.
Thank you, Taya. And thank you, children, for your involvement in telling that story. In your bulletin, you would notice that there are a number of sharing of our joys and concerns. And the bulletin that is handed out today is just a little bit different from the bulletin that many of you who received it by email. So if you're wondering why Ron and I were walking around checking things out, it's because the bulletin you have today is a little bit different from the bulletin that was emailed earlier in the week. And so today we have a number of loved ones for whom we are praying, and we want to do that on this Peace Sunday of Advent. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you that in the midst of all of the uncertainties and all of the difficulties that we sometimes personally experience and we see all around us, all around the world, we thank you, God, that you sent your Son, who is the ultimate peace child. We thank you, God, that Jesus Christ has been invited into our hearts, into our lives. And we are recipients of the peace of God that passes all understanding. In that regards, we pray this day for our church family, that in the midst of change, in the midst of all of the uncertainties that we find ourselves as a church, we pray for your guidance by your Spirit. We acknowledge that the members of our church staff have experienced weaknesses, illnesses, and times of uncertainty as we move forward. We pray for strength and guidance as we seek for a new lead pastor, that your hand would be upon that person who would come and serve amongst us. We also pray this day for the financial obligations that as a church we make annually. We thank you for the offerings, the tithes that we have set aside and we would bring into the house of God. Thank you, God, that in our financial stewardship, we are giving expression of our Christian discipleship. And in the midst of our church family this morning, we pray for those who have experienced loss. We express our condolences with Franz Dick at the death of his wife, Katharina. We express our condolences to Irene Giesbrecht, Herb Lepp, and the families at the death of their brother-in-law, Walter. We thank you as well, God, for those who are continuing to experience and receive medical attention. For Harry Wheeler, for Waldy Heider, for Uta Wegener, for Herb Reimer, for others in our church fellowship, unspoken, but their needs are known to you. We pray this day, God, that the songs and the narration that we would participate in this day would bring joy to our hearts, and they would be acceptable in your sight. May your name be glorified. The salvation plan, as it is unfolded in song and in word, may it bring praise and glory as we worship you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. I now turn it over to our praise and worship choir.
The choir welcomes and is pleased to see so many have come out to listen to this morning's service in song and word. We hope that you will all find meaning in what is being presented. The program is listed in the bulletin, all the songs, and partway through you will see Christ is Born Noel with congregation. So there will be a point where I will turn around and the words will come up on the screen magically, and you will be able to join along with us.
A voice cries in the wilderness,
"Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God."
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and make the highway straight. Prepare to celebrate the coming of the Lord. Your waiting soon will end, God's glory will descend. Rise up and welcome in the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. Prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. The ancient words foretell, God with us he will dwell. Christ our Emmanuel and all to see.
Come, 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 prepare the way.
Oh, come, come to the manger of Christ. Herein lies the mystery. God came to earth as a baby. At long last, the fullness of time has come.
The waiting, longing world sees the promise. God comes to us in a most unexpected way.
The years of silence are over. Ancient prayers, long whispered in dark rooms and on bright mountaintops, are answered tonight in a helpless infant.
Angel announcements? Previously unseen stars in the heavens? Yes, in an instant the world has changed. Glory fills the air. Shepherds and kings, rich and poor alike, are drawn to the manger and are welcomed. Only God could have orchestrated this gathering.
Now, under those stars, as Mary looked at her newborn baby, she could still hear the echo of the angel's greeting. Don't be afraid. You are highly favored. She was the recipient of God's grace, chosen to bear his son.
And this little one? He was the Messiah, the Son of the Most High. Suddenly Mary understood something she could not have understood before. Every question, every doubt, and every fear had one answer tonight, and he was right here in her arms.
Yeah.
while the world waited, the Spirit of God was stirring. Angels began to appear and brought messages to earth as they prepared for Christ's birth.
An angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah. "Fear not, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John."
"Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Fear not, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife.'"
And the angel said to Mary, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus."
When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem and see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph. There was the baby lying in the manger.
Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them, and because they had seen the child, just as the angel had said.
God.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. They had seen a star in the east and had come to worship him.
Like the Magi, we seek the Lord and remember the words of the psalmist.
O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land.
When the Magi saw the child, they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
We can join the Magi in their giving as we draw near to the Lord and open the treasures of our hearts.
Instead of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, we bring our gifts of love, adoration, and praise as we bow to worship the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace. When we are in the presence of the Lord, we feel His holy peace and all is well.
Because of Christ's birth, all is well between God and us. For through this great gift from heaven, we are reconciled with God and can experience holy peace in our souls and new life in Christ.
To celebrate this new life, we come to sing Noel. Some scholars believe that the word Noel began as a shortened form of the phrase, "Now all is well."
In Old England, perhaps people use this as the Christmas greeting, "Christ is born," to which would come the response, "Noel, let's do this together. Christ is born."
Noel, Christ is born.
Noel,
Noel, Christ is born.
Noel.
Noel. From eternity past, Jesus was.
Jesus, the one who would say, "Truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am."
Jesus, the one who would say to the Father, "Glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." He is the perfect child of heaven, the lovely, pure, gracious gift to humankind.
Play the oboe and bagpipes merrily.
It was a still, cold night when the mystery occurred. Now, the answer to the question of every longing heart would be answered by the birth of a baby in a humble manger. The question, is there room enough for me?
The answer would come in the poverty of a manger. There, the lowly would find their welcome, for only in the ordinary surroundings of a stable would shepherds dare enter.
And for those seekers who would leave their comforts to find the promise, the answer came, there is room for anyone willing to come.
Yes, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace, full of truth.
Thank you.
Please stand. Would you please stand? Thank you so very much to Praise and Worship Choir. Again, I would invite you to remain standing for our benediction. Following the benediction, please take your seats as Kevin will be coming to share an announcement. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for the truths that have been communicated in song and in spoken word. Now may we go out in peace, preparing the way as people of the way, that the gospel story would be told in all of its beauty. That men and women and boys and girls would come to a saving knowledge of the Savior. Amen. Please be seated.